Everybody, that was Once Dead, Devotion off their 2008 CD, Visions of Hell. I start off my show every week with that song. I want to thank you all for listening to the third episode of Warzone Podcast. I got a great hour worth of the finest in Christian metal up for you. Up next, I got some Lil Ruhama with Rose and Ivory off their 2007 CD, The Glory of God, right here on Warzone Podcast.
Tune in to the Warzone broadcast of your host, Matt, as he features the best in Christian variety metal every Saturday at 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on BlameJesusRadio.com. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for The Game It with your host, Metal Fro, featuring various styles of Christian metal, alternative, rock, you name it, he'll play it. So make sure you tune in right here on BlameJesusRadio.com.
Right.
Mortality with My Reflection off their 1998 CD, Your Charis. I want to remind you that this podcast is a direct affiliate with my live show, Warzone Broadcast, which you could find at BlairGSRadio.com every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, actually, it's 3 to 5 this Saturday, but I'll be changing the set list starting April. I'll be changing the show time, excuse me, starting April 17th. Now I'm going to go ahead and go into our Riddle of the Week segment. So here we go. A devastated-looking man knocks on the door of a woman known for her charity. "Please, ma'am," he says when she opens up, "can you help this poor, tragic family down the block? The father just lost his job and his wife is too ill to work. They're about to be turned out into the cold street unless somebody can pay their rent." "That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life," says the woman. "May I ask who you are?" The man replies, "their landlord." Alright, up next, we got some Venia with The Path off their 2005 EP, In Our Weakness, right here on Warzone Podcast.
Tune in to Metal Pulse Radio, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, between the best in Christian metal and rock, right here on BlabberJesusRadio.com. For the best in Christian old-school variety heavy metal, tune in to Audio Aggression twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Time on BlabberJesusRadio.com.
Rock and summon fire!
War of Ages with All Consuming Fire off their 2008 CD, Arise and Conquer. Up next, I'm going to go into my Bible Chapter of the Week segment. We've been going through 1 John. Last week we did 1 John Chapter 2, so now it's time for 1 John Chapter 3. So here we go. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has the hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who is the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence, whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his command and do what pleases him. And this is his command to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Those who obey his command live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. Now I'm going to go ahead and go into the news article of the week segment. So, here we go. Joseph Casillas, 29, has sinus cancer and an inoperable brain tumor. Despite his condition, he has dutifully gone to work every day for the last 5 years at a Walmart in Battle Creek, Michigan, where in 2008 he was named Associate of the Year. Casillas is also a legal and medical marijuana patient under Michigan state law. He uses marijuana with the recommendation of his doctor to relieve the effect of cancer. But Walmart, the world's largest public corporation, has no sympathy for his condition or regard for Michigan state law. Last November, Walmart fired Casillas because he tested positive for marijuana during a routine drug screening. Here's what a Walmart spokesman had to say. In states such as Michigan, where prescriptions for marijuana can be attained, an employee can still enforce a policy that requires termination of employment following a positive drug screen. We believe our policy complies with the law, and we support decisions based on the policy. To add insult to injury, Walmart is now challenging Casillas' eligibility for unemployment. Simply outrageous. This is the thanks he gets for showing up to work and doing his job for the last 5 years, despite being stricken with a potentially life-threatening illness. I gave them everything, Casillas told a local news outlet. 110% every day, anything they asked me to do, I did. More than they asked me to do, 12 to 14 hours a day. Sadly, the dilemma facing medical marijuana patients who still have no legal protection from being fired is nothing new. Yeah, I think that's pretty ridiculous. I don't think he should have been fired, but hey, what are you going to do? So, let's get back into the music then. Up next, we got some Metatron with their song Reborn in Christ, excuse me, which is the title track of their 2009 self-released single, right here on Warzone Podcast.
I'm sick in your face, lamb of humanity. I live in the hurricane, where my breathing surf falls in the winds. I wanna be there.
Saturday nights at 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the Master's Metal with your host Garrison as he features the best in classic and modern Christian metal right here on Flavor Jesus Radio. Tune in to the Aussie Hour every Friday at 5 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time and Sundays at 6 to 8 a.m. Eastern Time right here on FlavorJesusRadio.com. Tune in for the One Bad Punk Show with your host Mazzy, as she features the best in punk and hardcore, Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Time on FlavorJesusRadio.com.
was A Hill to Die Upon with Season of the Starved Wolf off their 2009 CD, Infinite Titanic Immortal. I want to invite you to check out some of my other friends' podcasts. Make sure to check out Metal Blessing Radio, the Masters Metal Podcast, and Nightcast Radio. You can all find them on Podomatic.com. I also want to invite you to check out my live show again. By the time this podcast is released, I'll be on my new time, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, every Saturday at BlueAvergeousRadio.com. So, that's about it for today, for this podcast. I'm going to close it out with my weekly closing track with Grey Forsaken, This Day Forth, that's the title track of it from their 2009 CD. Right here on Warzone Podcast.
New life begins.
This day,
will you join him?